There's a better place to get your podcast. GCNlive.com. Hundreds of thousands of hours. Archive for your listening pleasure. All free at GCNlive.com.
That's it.
Please have your attention, and I need all of you to stop what you're doing and listen.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
It's a simple question. Should I get the flu vaccine?
We can't tell whether the vaccine won't work or will just work less well.
Say what?
Robert Scott Bell.
The most common strain can't be prevented with a vaccination.
The vaccine won't work.
This mother from Southeast got her flu shot, yet here she sits, sick with flu.
Don't!
Robert Scott Bell.
They didn't guess that that was going to be the predominant virus.
The medical community tries to pick the most common viruses.
Hey, Rocky, watch me pull a rabbit out of my hat.
Taking on bureaucrats and corporations that would stand in the way of health freedom and making sense out of medical propaganda. The voice of health, freedom, and liberty, Robert Scott Bell.
Siverdon, I have to say, you are so inspired with these openings. I mean, I a lot of times I'm just doing other stuff right before the show and I don't listen. I just happen to listen to that one all the way through again. Absolutely. You are super. I mean, that was evidence right there, as if we needed more.
Yeah, some are better than others, and some like that just came
just
together.
Just are inspired, absolutely inspired. And they stand the test of time, too. That's another thing. Now, moving does a lot of things. It's kind of a mirror as above, so below, because you tend to, you have to organize things, you have to discard things. It's a good opportunity to let go of stuff. And, you know, some of the times you break stuff in a move. Like, I had this two-stack file cabinet that I've had for, like, 20-something years, longer than I've been married. And it just finally gave out. It was like, no, the wood said, no, we're not going on this trip. That's one too many. We've been with you a while. It's time to go. So I had to retire this file cabinet thing. You know, you put together. It was actual wood, but, still came in a kit. You put it together. I remember you read those things that are in half Chinese and half whatever. You're not sure what they're saying. And if you can put it together, you get a PhD in something.
And
I don't know what.
All the parts and pieces are there.
Yeah, it's true. You sometimes have to maneuver around that. So my wife went out and got another two-stack file drawer, right? And I decided to put it together. It's a two-day project because I was like, you get exhausted just from trying to figure out what they're trying to tell you to do. And literally, this thing... I mean, I don't know, two full days, but you just do it for a little bit. You take a break. You go back to it. Literally, I'm looking at these instructions, and I've done enough of these to know how to do work around stuff. But I'm thinking if anybody that hasn't ever done one of these things before, they're going to end up building a swing set out of it. Because there's just no way this turns into a two-level file cabinet. I mean, they just leave whole swaths of instructions out and say, you figure it out. They don't say it, but you got to figure it out. And you got to think like an engineer, reverse engineer a UFO to get these things together. And I'm just thinking, you know, again, thank goodness for CBD. You know, I was taking a little bit of extra cannabis CBD, just getting through it. Calm me down. This is ridiculous. And also, I think I might have mentioned, I don't remember if it was on the air or not, but we got some bar stools. Three bar stools. Got a good deal on them. But you have to build them from scratch. From it, you know, give you the design and you do them, you build them. And I said, my son, he said, Elijah, you do this. I used to have to do that. I was like, no, you do it. He's like complaining. But he did it. He made them. And I was like, so, you know, those proud all moments right. Where he's like, okay, now mow the lawn, kid.
Yeah.
Next. Until we get Liam back, and then we'll build the raised bed gardens and have a lot less lawn to worry about. We're going to convert that. That's going to be fun. So, anyway, we promised you this hour. By the way, 866-939-BELL, 866-939-2355, robertscottbell.com. Please click the banners on the website. Say thanks to the sponsors making this message of health, freedom, and healing liberty possible. We promised you some major breaking news. We delivered. I believe we delivered. Some of you may have been disappointed because it wasn't one news story from NBC, ABC, CNN covering the fact that doctors are causing their patients to become ill and profiting off of them. They are. But we kind of related a story based on that fact and headlined it for you to give you perspective on how headlines are manipulated. to, you know, like the attacks on Jim Carrey, etc., or the attacks on silver, for instance. This hour, Super Don indicated I was going to be validated, or what is it, vindicated? Is that the word? It was one of the V words.
Vindication.
V for vendetta. No, vindication or validation. But I really wanted to take this into the criminal area or element. You know, even though we sort of step back from the criminal element of medicine and what they do by going to work sick and making the vulnerable ill and maybe even dying, we don't know. The entire field of cardiology is just basically thrown their hands up and said, we don't know. 60, 70 years of criminal activity on behalf of cardiologists, and we got them dead to rights.
Oh, yeah. Guess who's busted? I don't want to put the hurt on you. Don't you ever believe it when I tell you that I finally got the dirt on me.
Now you go to jail and marry Big Smelly Man.
We have to do a new Netflix series, Cardiology is the New Black or Orange or something, right? One of those prison stories. Send the entire field of cardiology and all the doctors that ascribe to open heart surgery and cholesterol lowering medication, send them all to prison now. They're busted. Their entire profession has been based on absolute poppycock, gobbledygook. UVA, the University of Virginia, the research department here, said basic beliefs about atherosclerosis are overturned. The entire basis for cardiovascular reason for being, and they have no clue. They don't understand what's just happened here. They've been battling dangerous atherosclerotic plaques that build up in arteries and cause heart attacks and strokes. And evidently, all of that built on several false beliefs. False beliefs about the fundamental composition and formation of the plaques. A basic concept, if there ever was one. And they got it wrong all this time. What are we talking about? The entire basis for the field of cardiology and their treatment for atherosclerosis. And it was always built on a foundation of what? Sand at best. They don't even know what they're made of. They don't know what the plaque is made of. This is amazing. The new discoveries will force researchers to reassess their approaches to developing treatments and discard some of their basic assumptions about it. Hardening of the arteries. We don't know. We don't know what it is. 60, 70 years of medical monopoly, and they don't know. What is it about science, right? The science is settled. How often have we heard that? The science on vaccination is settled. Well, how about this kid? 60 years of cardiology out the window. Poof, gone. The leading cause of death worldwide is complications of this atherosclerosis. And the most common end-stage disease is when an atherosclerotic or sclerotic plaque ruptures. Well, if it happens in a large coronary artery, this ruptured event could lead to bleeding to death internally, or the clot, it can clot, release a clot, and it goes into a smaller area, blocks the heart, you get a heart attack. If it's up in the toward the brain, it blocks the blood flow to the brain, oxygen debt, everything else, you have a stroke. And it's vicious, it's brutal, and there's no warning. And yet they don't even know what makes up this sclerotic material. The dogma was that it's smooth muscle cells that they're in the wall. The innermost layer, they referred to it as a fibrous cap. They said it was the more stable, or in fact, the more fibrous the cap, the more of this smooth muscle, the more stable the plaque would be, and the less danger it would pose. Well, it turns out all the stuff that they thought was something else happened to be smooth muscle cells that they no longer knew were smooth muscle cells. They couldn't identify them. The smooth muscle cells. They were failing to identify them using the typical immunostaining detection methods. They couldn't find them. 82% of the smooth muscle cells within advanced atherosclerotic lesions cannot be identified using the typical methodology, since the lesion cells downregulate smooth muscle cell markers. So basically, in these lesions, they have altered cell behavior. because the cells are what? They're in injury. They're in inflammation. They're in fight or flight. And they don't put out the same signals, so they've been testing and they couldn't find it. So they thought it wasn't there. So they made a wrong assumption. As such, they claim, this is their words, they have grossly underestimated how many smooth muscle cells are in the lesion. Why is this important? Because the entire basis for much of modern medicine, in this case specifically cardiology, is based upon faulty science. It's based upon wrong assumptions. And these assumptions last upon assumptions, and then assumptions are made on assumptions. Science is based on those assumptions, and then they establish a field, and they say, open heart surgery, let's repair those arteries, or let's roto-rooter them, but we will not allow chelation, because how dare you utilize for pennies on the dollar what we can make $100,000 on per surgery. To open them up, and to take a vein from their leg, turn it inside out, and sew it to their heart. And now, as we acknowledge the failure of modern medicine and cardiology here, and the needless... Why is it a criminal enterprise? There are a lot of reasons. But think about 60 or so more years now of the wiping out of any competition to open-heart surgery. That is attacking chelation doctors, like Dr. Bitar and others that use chelation. That was discovered because, well, initially it was designed to remove heavy metals like lead, and they found out when they did this, the arteries suddenly were clean. No atherosclerotic indications. Cleanse the arteries right out. And so they had to shut that down, and now it became quack medicine because it threatened the emerging field of cardiovascular, cardiothoracic surgery. And that's where everything went. And so everything jumped all over the doctors who insisted that chelation was a much better means of cleaning the arteries, of helping them to heal, by removing the offending elements that cause the what? The inflammation. And yet with every news headline talking about heart disease, they are yet to give up the word cholesterol, because they still perceive and believe, despite all evidence to the contrary, that cholesterol is the cause of heart disease. It is not. It is a life-protecting mechanism when you have an injury to the tissue, the smooth muscle, if you will, the smooth walls of their arteries. And that causes the cells to go into inflammation, that causes fibrogenic cytokine storms, immune responses to heal tissue. But because the behavior that brought it on is never corrected, because there is no warning sign until it's too late, and even the cholesterol-lowering medications tend to aggravate long-term the condition, we systematically make worse that which we never understood to begin with. And by opening the heart, or opening the cavity to the heart, you actually ultimately weaken the patient, making them susceptible to all kinds of other diseases. When we come back, we're going to talk about aging, but I also want to talk about the real way to reverse and prevent cardiovascular disease, and it needs absolutely no drugs. Maybe not even a placebo. Stick with me on this one.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
In all my years of radio, I've never seen anything like this.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Hello, this is Jonathan Wagner. We have an internet website, www.choosetobehealthy.com, that carries many of the products discussed on Robert's show, including 100% whole food chromium and selenium, silica, as well as sovereign silver and Nordic naturals. ChooseToBeHealthy.com features the Rolls Royce of probiotics. It's Dr. O'Hara's probiotics. Dr. O'Hara, a world-renowned microbiologist, formulated a unique probiotic that blends ancient Japanese fermentation methods with 21st century technology. No refrigeration is needed. Dr. O'Hara's probiotics contains the strongest lactic acid bacteria known to man based on scientific laboratory research. 6.25 times stronger. Quite simply, it works. And works very well. So go to our website, www.choosetobehealthy.com, or call us toll-free, 866-424-1077. That's 866-424-1077. We're here to help.
Hi, Peter Picaro for ParanormalDate.com. Are you looking for love in all the wrong places? Now you have a chance to change that by signing up for free at ParanormalDate.com. This incredible dating site puts people of like minds together. People who are interested in the strange, the unusual, mysteries, ghosts, UFOs, and the afterlife, and so much more. ParanormalDate.com was developed for you, people seeking a viable alternative to the other dating services. You can join for free by going to ParanormalDate.com, and if you decide you like it and want to connect with people, use the code GEORGE for a substantial discount. Mark Rawlings, president of ParanormalDate.com, says so many people hunger to share their experiences about the paranormal, the unexplainable, or the afterlife, and so much more, and this is the source for them to meet and share that common interest. So sign up for free at ParanormalDate.com, ParanormalDate.com, and use the code George if you decide to connect with someone you like.
It's very easy to be a criminal. All you need to burglarize a home is one simple household tool, a pair of scissors. If your home security system can be compromised by a criminal using scissors, then you're making it easy for them. Almost every home security system, even those sold by big name companies, has a weakness: the phone line. You shell out $1,500, get locked into a long-term contract, and think you're safe. But a burglar can destroy your alarm in seconds with one snip. And when a burglar cuts your phone line, you're defenseless. SimpliSafe Home Security is the smarter choice. Built by Harvard engineers, SimpliSafe uses a wireless connection to call the cops. Scissors can't cut it, and that means your home stays safe. 24/7 professional monitoring is under $15 a month with no contract. SimpliSafe Home Security keeps you safer than the other guys for half the cost. Protect your home with the alarm you can trust. SimpliSafe. Go to SimpliSafeDefense.com now for an exclusive 10% offer. That's SimpliSafeDefense.com.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
This is guy Gary K. Owens. He's a PhD of the UVA Robert M. Burns Cardiovascular Research Center, the Owens Lab. This is this is where we got a lot of this information that's going around. I don't know if the mainstream media is going to really get the gravity of this situation. And if you think it's inconsequential, what we were just referencing about, they don't even know what makes up atherosclerotic tissue. This is not little. And according to the article, and according to what Owen said, it says it's very confusing, even for scientists. And it has led to what Owens called complete ambiguity as to which cell is which within the lesion. Listen, these are the experts on cardiology and these events of the vascular system, and they've now come full circle. We know everything, too. Complete ambiguity. It's almost an oxymoron. Complete ambiguity. I mean, there's just nothing worse.
That's not how evolution works. You're doing it wrong. It's supposed to advance, not regress.
Absolutely amazing. Now, let me review something for my longtime listeners. It'll be a review. For new listeners to the Robert Scott Bell Show, let me explain you something. When you have cardiovascular inflammation, this can be due to metabolic waste not being processed and excreted by the liver and kidneys efficiently, and in causing the circulation, if you will, of certain metabolic waste components that should not be freely circulating on and on and on, like uric acid crystals, for instance, from excess protein, animal protein digestion. Your liver's not doing its job. It can't transform it. That waste is then thrown to the kidneys. The kidneys can't handle it. It's going to keep going round and round in circles. And then, of course, like little shards of glass cutting, micro tears, micro pore abrasions and scrapes to sensitive tissue, smooth tissue. And that sends out the inflammatory cytokines, the immune cells that rush in to begin the repair process, the regrowth, if you will. We've got to heal. We've got to heal. But if that constantly happens, your liver is congested, your kidneys are not doing their job, you're dehydrated, and we add to the mess of metabolic waste, the waste from environment, environmental toxins, synthetic poisons and things that are, we have no known way to process easily, bind and excrete and break down. The enzymes just aren't there for some of these synthetic components of the petrochemical industry, or what you want to call it, DDT, organophosphates, chlorine compounds, different things. Not so easy. These are inflammatory, very pro-inflammatory, damaging. They don't leave easy, and in certain body types, that causes inflammation of the vascular system. Now, the weakening over time, because of the constant inflammation, the repair over time causes the fat, the cholesterol, to try and patch and repair and protect the area of injury, like a scab covers a wound outside of your body on the epithelial tissue. It calcifies suddenly, it hardens, and eventually if it's not reabsorbed efficiently, over time it can break off and create obviously more problems, and that's what we're talking about here. But they didn't even know the makeup of it because they can't see the basics here, or they've refused to see. The money was too good to see what they finally acknowledged, that they don't know a thing about this. And so what do? We also recognize the integrity of the entire connective tissue, the suppleness and the strength, the elasticity of the vascular system is dependent upon minerals, one particular mineral, silica. The silica we get from Jonathan at ChooseToBeHealthy.com. Do the silica challenge. Rebuild the silica and the integrity of the vascular system. It'll work with the skeletal system as well and the nervous system. 3 tablets, 4 times a day, loading phase. We've talked about that with Chris Barr. Go back and listen. Written about it in Unlock the Power to Heal, the book that TMB and I wrote. What else do you do? Well, you hydrate. Molecular hydrogen can neutralize a lot of these free radicals. We know it can float them on out. We can do the things we talk about with Doc Newsom. We can get the tea. We can detoxify. These are all the things that really precipitate the healing of the tissue. And you can eat as much cholesterol as you want. You're not going to elevate your cholesterol levels all that much at all. And even if you do, that's a good thing because you'll live longer and you'll have less cognitive dissonance. Oh, wait, no, I mean cognitive decline. You'll have plenty of cognitive dissonance if you're a doctor.
You were just checking to see if I was paying attention.
Just seeing if you're paying attention, Super.
That's right.
Aging, by the way, what causes aging? Is it your genes? No, only 20% can be attributed to your genes, evidently. So what about the other 80%? What's causing the triple rate of aging in some people if it's not your genes? Maybe some of the stuff I talked about here will sink into some of those cardiologists and we can get them out of cardiology jail because they were busted big time. Vaccination persuasion, a study done on the website. Some pro-vaccine, some questioning vaccines. What are we to learn from that? Also, mammography. Is it preventing breast cancer? Is it helping at all? We got that and more coming up.
The revolution will be broadcast.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
The lining of your lungs is supposed to be protected with glutathione to neutralize incoming irritants. In the absence of enough glutathione, your lungs are more prone to irritation. Listen to the real-world results of one man using a powerful glutathione-supporting food.
Hi, my name is Bill O'Brien. I generally suffer through an asthmatic breathing-type situation. My breathing is shallow and generally constricted in the nose and lungs. After consuming One World Way today, I have tremendous energy and also notice my breathing is free. I can feel the air in my left nostril and it is free all the way to my abdomen, which is pretty remarkable because I rarely get that feeling. Being a singer, I love feeling this unrestricted voice. The only thing new I've actually added to my routine is One World Way. Wow.
Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
If you're worried about your health and you're tired of the nasty side effects of harsh drugs or antibiotics, then look no further. Supernatural Silver is the answer. Supernatural Silver is a powerful immune system enhancer that can be used every day to help keep you healthy and well with none of those nasty side effects. It's extremely safe for use internally as well as topically. And supernatural silver is hundreds of times more effective than colloidal or ionic silver. It is perfect for use in the sinuses, eyes, ears, and on any wound or skin issue. Supernatural silver is also extremely effective when taken orally and can help fight off bacteria, viruses, and mold that may be overwhelming your immune system. Go to SupernaturalSilver.com. SupernaturalSilver.com and use the promo code Silver2015 for 30% off of your entire order. And give yourself and your loved ones a fighting chance with Supernatural Silver.
Hi, John Huebner from Midas Resources. Are you tired of watching your hard-earned assets dwindle away? As government spending is out of hand and the Federal Reserve is creating in excess of $20 billion a week, are you tired of stockbrokers gambling away your hard-earned money? Is this market a setup for a crash greater than 1987? Too many of today's policies resemble those that led to the collapse of 1929.
This is John Huebner, and that was me in 2007. And we all know what happened when the subprime credit bubble burst. By March 2009, the dollar lost 50% of its value. The entire U.S. banking system was on the verge of collapsing. Like all financial problems of the past, is history about to repeat itself? Call me, John Huebner, at 1-800-686-2237, extension 129, before it's too late to protect yourself. Will the oncoming catastrophe take all private IRAs, 401ks with it? There is a way to protect your hard-earned assets. Call me, John Huebner, at 1-800-686-2237, extension 129.
At 30dayfoodsupply.com, two of our top priorities are providing quality food at a reasonable price and protecting your security. When you call 800-700-2184, we will never record your phone call and never ask for your personal information, like how much food you have stored or where you keep it. We'll also never store your credit card information and email address on a computer. Your email address will never be shared or sold. We'll never limit the number of boxes you can purchase. We'll never use outside packers or use relabeled food from another company. Our meals are naturally high in fiber, carbs, and protein, and everything is packed with oxygen absorbers and Mylar pouches under our direct supervision at our plant in Oregon. Oregon Trail Foods and 30dayfoodsupply.com keep prices low by buying directly from their producers in Oregon and then passing the savings on to you. Call 800-700-2184 and purchase our 30-day 90-serving emergency food supply for only $99, and $10 ships your entire order to the lower 48. Visit our website, 30dayfoodsupply.com, or call 800-700-2184. That's 30dayfoodsupply.com at 800-700-2184.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
In the health world through the power of radio. It's the Robert Scott Bell Show.
And yet, how many of your friends or family members are going to rush out to their cardiologist tomorrow and go, Doc, what do I do? What do I do? And how many of those cardiologists are going to go on and say, honestly, speak honestly from their heart and say, from their heart, no pun intended, I don't know. It's completely ambiguous. You're on your own. And it's not funny. It's a disaster. It's not anything I didn't already know, many of you didn't already know, but it's just another layer of the illusion being lifted from your eyes that these doctors are no smarter other than their ability to make it through medical school and remember stuff and become skilled at certain things. But in terms of the understanding of what really is going on, it's completely ambiguous. That was the reference point. I love the term of the day, completely ambiguous. Anytime your doctor answers a question that you ask, if they don't say it's completely ambiguous, they're lying to you. Because if it's based on their training, if they've gone out and beyond it and they're doing good work and integrating natural thought concepts, oh my gosh, the fallacy of nature. You know what I'm saying? Non-petrochemical, non-FDA approved. Yeah, exactly. This whole other realm. What hath the medical monopoly wrought? I don't know. It's completely ambiguous. Well, if you're still alive, you want to stay away from completely ambiguous. You want to go to folks that actually know the process, what's really going on here. You want to know that breast cancer screening by mammography actually increases the diagnosis of cancer by 16%, but does not reduce death rates at all. This is on Medical News Today. They revealed this, and again, more findings from within modern medicine being published in peer-reviewed journals saying, we were wrong, we screwed up. Mammography, yeah, I mean, we were talking about with Dr. Batar, you have to be, if you're a doctor and you're licensed, you have to be careful what you say about this, but I'm not asking for permission where none is required. I don't want permission. I don't need it. You don't either. It is your birthright in healing to know this information and to act on it. The fact that people are petitioning the government to get their rights back, it tells you almost all you need to know about where those people are in terms of their belief about their power and their birthright. Petition for redress of grievances, long since past time there. There are a lot of explanations. Go back and listen to the special Independence Day spectacular we did on July 3rd with Michael Badnarik and Roseanne Lindsay. I think there's a lot of good stuff that was there that can give you some insight into what's going on and where we are today. Go to your doctor. He's licensed. He's approved by the government. Maybe she is too. And you can be led into complete ambiguity. So what other fallacies we have? Ecological fallacies. That's right in there. Clinicians, in the Medical News Today article, Superdon, they say the ecological fallacy. Remember the skeptics, they love to talk about, you know, fallacies.
Oh, yeah. It's actually it's something that I'm studying myself just so that I can get a better understanding. I mean, I know a lot of them, but you would be surprised. You would be really surprised, I think, if you're not familiar with them, how many different ones they are. There are. And the reason why they rely on these so much, why they are such a part of their daily vernacular.
Mm-hmm. Yep. Now, on the aging thing, we have the story linked. I don't have a lot of time to go into it, but they said only 20% of aging has anything to do with your genes. You know how they say, oh, you've got good genes. Well, you know what I say? You've got a good liver. If you can abuse your body and live a long life, right? You know, like Grandpa, he smoked and drank every day and lived to 100. Is that an endorsement for smoking and drinking? No. It just meant, well, how did Grandpa have a good liver? That might have been the 20%. This guy had a liver. It was like Rasputin. They couldn't kill him. So they had to shoot him. No, don't shoot Grandpa. That's not what I'm saying. But the point is, you have the ability to withstand a lot when your liver is functioning optimally. That's why so much of what I talk about here over the years, any given day I might forget to mention it, but we've got sponsors here that support this message, like Ronnie McMullen and, you know, GetTheTea.com, the Life Change Tea. These are concepts that will lengthen your life, will strengthen your ability to withstand the assault, the pharmacological assault, the ecological assault, if you will, from the synthetic environment. Better living through modern chemistry, right? DuPont. Also, well, the assault of basically metabolic waste. As I mentioned, I want to mention too again, because that cardiovascular thing, we know the cause of cardiovascular inflammation. Do they reduce it in modern medicine? Not really. I mean, yes, they'll throw a COX-2 inhibiting drug like Vioxx and end up killing you. But even if you use other non-steroidal anti-inflammatory drugs, is that really getting rid of inflammation? No, it's suppressing inflammatory cascades artificially, synthetically, damaging your GI tract, weakening your liver and kidney function. That's why I said, as I started at the top of the show today, about the fact, or in the placebos we talk about, that there is no drug that can cure you. It doesn't exist. The synthetic chemical by man is not a cure for disease. Now, we talk about synthetic amino acids in chelation. What is that? It claws out the heavy metals. It's not a cure. It is a detoxifying agent by binding with the heavy metals. We've talked with Doc Newsom about the fulvic acid and how it duplicates a lot of that. If you can't go get intravenous chelation, you can use the fulvic acid. DrNewsom.com, check it out. You can do this. You don't have to go to invasive medical procedures in most cases. I'm not saying there's never an extreme circumstance that might be benefited by that. That's why I am not throwing out the synthetic baby with the bathwater, in a sense. Even though I'm hardcore in terms of healing with natural mechanism, natural methods, energy medicine, all the things that, you know, the skeptics yell woo at me. I don't mind. They can do that. That's fine. But I don't discard, because I am not that kind of doctor that would do that. I don't discard the reality of measurable interactions and interfaces, if you will, with these synthetic amino acids that they can help. Especially children who have been overwhelmed and bombarded by the mercury and other heavy metals like aluminum in these vaccines, which are still in these vaccines. They attacked Jim Carrey for mentioning and questioning and saying, hey, can't we make them safer? They could, but for whatever reason, they don't have the will to do it. And then we go to vaccines again. So we are at vaccines, almost full circle today. We haven't really talked vaccines much. Up on SaneVax, our friends at SaneVax, Norma and the gang there, they've republished a reference and article. Headline, Vaccination Persuasion Online. A qualitative study of two pro-vaccine and two vaccine skeptical websites. The vaccine skeptical websites are including SaneVax, friends at SaneVax.org, and NVIC, the National Vaccine Information Center, Barbara Lowe Fisher. And they wanted to see, you know, what's the difference? How are they succeeding or not succeeding? Super Don, did you get a sense of this? I mean, they went to the pro-vaccine sites, and they said it just references all of the science, the data, the CDC, and it's all official looking.
Right.
But then they complained because although there are some links to official science at the vaccine skeptical sites,
mm-hmm.
There also seems to be communities of people participating.
Yeah, they found that in the websites that were pro, I guess what would you call it, pro-choice, that they did. It was a community type thing. It was a group. It was a support system of other parents and other people that are fighting to, you know, keep that choice there for the parents. And so, lo and behold, they figured out that the ones that have the community mm-hmm. and the people working together, and not just a reference site to various studies that have been done, those with the community did better, had bigger numbers, had higher retention.
Mm-hmm. And they're really bummed about that. So what are they strategizing to do? How do we create
this
that?
This is the part right? about the study I hate.
Mm-hmm.
I really do, because honestly, I'd be willing to bet my money on the fact that they are now going to try and emulate what it is that these other websites like SaneVax are doing. Now, you have to ask yourself a question.
Mm-hmm.
Isn't that kind of like putting lipstick on a pig?
Well, and isn't it funny because they criticize and viciously attack, like Barbara Lowe Fisher and the NVIC and the gals at SaneVax. You know, yeah. The women that are running that are amazing. And they've done extraordinary work bringing out science that is obviously contrary to what the vaccinologists would like you to hear and know and believe and perceive. They're not going to be able to create it. They're going to astroturf this. If they succeed at all, it'll be a false event. It'll be a phony group like we see all right. the time. It's not like there's a grassroots movement that promoted, you know, the people of California were clamoring to eliminate exemptions. It wasn't happening. This was all a top-down strategy with Big Pharma throwing money at Richard Pan and other legislators and the governor, everybody, here, spread the money around and vote for this. Whereas the people, the grassroots element, the communities of people are saying, leave us alone, we've got a different way, our children have been hurt by this, and we don't want them to be hurt anymore.
Mm.
That's all you got to say, huh?
Mm. Indeed. Yes, sir.
Mm. Listen, indeed.
Yes, sir.
All right, I lost Super Don on this. I guess you didn't lose me.
How do I follow that?
I know what's happening here because you're getting ready to go into a meditative state. I know, Super Don, you're already there.
Oh, man. How did you tell?
I could tell. I know. You were already there. I can read your brain waves. This is the Matrix. Huh? This is the Robert Scott Bell Show Matrix. We're linked, you know? So you can read my brain waves? I can. And you can read mine. Like, come on, who are you kidding?
That's like a two-page book.
Oh, come on, man. It's an encyclopedic dictionary of words I can't even think of them.
I want to try some meditation, and I think we may have found something I can use.
Really? Is it something that everybody can participate in, or will it be offensive to the little ones?
No. Well, okay, yes. Clean it up. I like it that it must be scary for little children?
Well, it may have words that are not compatible with broadcast radio.
I would not allow that to play on air. There has been a little bit of editing done here to make it okay, but you'll get the gist of it.
All right, I have no idea what is about to happen here. So if you're nervous when Super Don sort of takes over, tune out. Don't listen to the next segment because we're going to do he's going to do a guided meditation just for Super Don. Somehow it's going to help him, unplug from the Skep Duck Matrix. Maybe he's having too much hoofnagel, hairballs, gagging it up. Get it out there, Super Don. We'll be all right.
All right.
I love you, man. All right, guys and girls, hang on. Guided meditation with Super John after the break.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
In all my years of radio, I've never seen anything like this.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Hi, this is Mike Adams, the Health Ranger, and I've created a non-electric self-watering food production system that grows nutritious food with almost no effort and at very little cost. It's called the Food Rising Mini Farm Grow Box. And the best part is, I show you how to make your own in do-it-yourself videos on the new website, foodrising.org. There, you'll also find freely downloadable 3D object files that you can use to print the key components of the system on your own 3D printer. It's all part of the open source revolution, where we freely share good ideas that empower people to be more self-reliant and practical in a world that's increasingly unpredictable. This Food Rising Grow System will produce food for you even if the power grid fails, because it has no pumps and no complex moving parts. Join the Food Rising Revolution now at www.foodrising.org.
This is Richard Ostro, owner for Carnivora Research International. In 1985, former President Ronald Reagan requested that Carnivora be sent directly to the White House from Europe, where it was manufactured at the time, effectively making him the first American to use Carnivora. He used it successfully for a serious immune challenge, which we are prohibited from mentioning in the United States. I would like to add that he used Carnivora approximately 8 years prior to the onset of his Alzheimer's condition for those of you inadvertently connecting the two events. Visit us at Carnivora.com, now used in 27 countries around the world. Carnivora instinctively seeks out abnormal cells only that don't belong in the body without harming a single normal cell. 100% pure, natural, and harmless to humans and animals. Call 1-866-VENUS-FLY. That's 1-866-VENUS-FLY. Or visit Carnivora.com. Your immune system will thank you.
Have you ever wondered if you could make electric, light, or heat in your home for free? How about a motor that charges batteries at the same time? What if this also restores useless batteries and saves you lots of money? Come to our Renaissance Charge Conference Workshop on August 15th and 16th in Fort Lauderdale. Visit r-charge.com. That's r-charge.com for details. Or call 208-304-2954. 208-304-2954.
We've been patiently waiting. Waiting while you tried to ignore us. Waiting while you acted like we didn't exist. Waiting for our chance to be taken seriously. The wait is over. GCN is available 24/7 at GCNlive.com. Navigate through news from your favorite host and download archives of past shows. Download the app on your smartphone or tablet. Or visit GCNlive.com for instant access and live streaming. GCNlive.com. The future of talk radio. Now at your fingertips.
Gold isn't for you?
Ted Anderson, president of Midas Resources, one of the world's premier gold and precious metal investing firms.
I get it.
You wouldn't buy gold if you believed that the government is doing a great job, that the Fed will stop handing out trillions of dollars like bailout candy, that Social Security would be there for you. That's not what's happening. You might even pass on gold if the stimulus package wouldn't fuel inflation, or that the dollar wouldn't lose value, or that your retirement would be secure. If all looks rosy to you, then now is not the time to buy gold. For the realists, there have never been more sobering reasons to diversify with gold. Since 2001, the U.S. dollar index has tanked 30%, while gold has risen 300%. Right now, savvy investors are adding gold to their portfolios. You should, too. Find out what they know. Call us, and I'll send you 10 reasons why gold will do very well. Free. 800-686-2237. 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
Are you tired of commuting to a job that makes someone else rich, working harder than ever, but getting nowhere? Do you hate spending hundreds of dollars every week on daycare, having someone else raise your children? With our opportunities, you can start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss, work from home, and live a happier life. At Be The Boss Network, you'll find hundreds of work-from-home opportunities that you can literally start today and be earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss. Get out of the rat race. Work from home. Go to freedom106.com right now and change your life today. That's freedom, the number 106.com. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You be the boss. Go to freedom106.com.
Information is so good, it requires no expiration date. The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Well, I think we've done some good community service here today. The cardiologist might beg to differ, but then again, we've just revealed what their own profession has acknowledged, complete ambiguity. Also, doctors exposing their patients to dangerous, communicable, maybe deadly diseases for profit. Right? Go back and listen. If you missed anything, we talked about the placebo effect. We've, you know, even given you some remedies for cardiovascular, you know, disease reversal. Right? And now we're going to go into, I guess some people might call it an esoteric realm, but I wholeheartedly embrace the concept of contemplation and meditation and quiet prayerful times and states. And Super Don, I'm very proud of you for finally stepping into this realm as well. There are, you know, a lot of ways to deal with, you know, coffee addiction, for instance, although that's probably not why you're getting into this.
I'm not ready to tackle that one yet.
No hurry on that. The edge is okay for the show. It works. People have used words like Om. I like the word Hu. It's an ancient and sacred name for God. You can sing it out. I was bar mitzvahed too. You chant words, sacred words. You know, your spiritual master, whoever that might be. I mean, these are things that you can bring this love into your life. Think of a love, something that you love so much. Get into that prayerful, contemplative, meditative state. And with that, and Super Don, you've uncovered something.
I have. Anybody who's listened to me for any period of time knows I'm just, what you see is what you get. Okay? I don't hold back. Keeping it real. And yes. I have found a guided meditation that works for Super Don. It works for me. It's just a real world kind of right down there, keeping it real, Super Don style guided meditation.
Right. So I said, hide the kids if you're a little nervous about what Super Don's doing to relax now. It says, listen to this guided meditation and feel the stress of everyday bulls not mess melt away. I said it safely. By the way, if you're listening in the car and you happen to be behind the wheel navigating your conveyance, please don't close your eyes when you listen to this. But everybody else, relax, float away with Super Don's guided meditation.
Sit or lie comfortably, quietly. Allow yourself.
yourself to be here, fully, in this moment. With your eyes closed, begin to connect with your inner world of thought and feeling. Gradually, let the horseshoes of the external world fade from your awareness.
What was that?
If your thoughts drift to the three-ring show of your life, bring your attention back to your breathing.
Okay.
And with each breath, feel your body saying, that.
What?
That's it. That's fine. You have you.
Yeah, okay.
We'll have Om.
Listen, yeah, I'm not going to begrudge you if it works for you.
Mine is blank that.
Blank that, okay. You know, well, listen, whatever works for you, right? As long as you're not harming anybody else. And Super Don, just don't get too relaxed. We need your edge here on the show.
Oh, you will never lose my edge. My edge will always be there. And I'm hanging out with Hoofnagel. How can I not have an edge?
Yeah, no hairballs. But speaking of seeing that you are what you are and you what you see is what you get, did we get a new video up at Epic Times today?
We did. In fact, we touched on the Jim Carrey topic some more.
Okay.
And, we'll have another one this week, too.
Two. Okay. Well, go to epictimes.com. We'll link it up in the show notes eventually or, on social media. You can follow me at Twitter at rsbellmedia. Super Don is at It's Super Don, ITS Super Don. How do we follow Hoofnagel, the science cat? How do we follow Hoofnagel?
At Hoofnagel, followed by a letter C, at Hoofnagel C.
Okay, cool. And you definitely want to check out what Hoofnagel's doing, because he doesn't suffer fools, man. He'll let you have it, and it doesn't matter if you think you know science. He's gonna let loose on it. So kudos to you. You're surrounded by dogs, yet you handle a cat like nobody's business.
I am Dr. Doolittle. I talk to the animals, yes.
Well, thank you for talking with me. And thank you all for joining here on the Robert Scott Bell Show, if not one day a week, maybe 6 days a week. And listen, if you'd like, send an email out and say, hey, friends, family, loved ones, listen to the Robert Scott Bell Show. Check it out, the place you're going to get information and news like nowhere else in broadcast media. Sometimes it's irreverent. A lot of times it's a little serious, too. We like to laugh, but we like to bring the power to heal back where it belongs, and you know where it belongs. That's with you. Absolutely. No more complete ambiguity. Stay away from cardiologists if you can. I know you can do it. All right, guys. Again, what do we got? Outside the box tomorrow, Ty Bollinger? Yeah. The power to heal is still yours.
Scott Bell Show.
Did you know that I have not been to the doctor to treat an illness in over a decade? Do you want to know the secret to unlocking your immune system to help your body fight off disease naturally? Hello, this is Ty Bollinger, and after writing several books and spending thousands of hours researching natural alternatives, I'd like to share with you my secret to optimal health. It's my immune system. It's what keeps me healthy while naturally preventing sicknesses. So, how do I keep myself and family from getting sick? It's from the premium supplements I get from Better Way Health, like barley and flax oil, green tea extract, and Transfer Point's Beta 1 3D Glucan. Better Way Health only carries the highest quality supplements on the market. They're the nation's number one retailer of Transfer Point Beta Glucan, which is an immune system supplement that outperforms top competitors 16-1. I've teamed up with Better Way Health to stay big on these all-natural supplements. All you need to do is go to betterwayhealth.com/radio to get your exclusive Ty Bollinger discount today. Again, that's betterwayhealth.com/radio.
Did you know some countries are now banning GMO foods? It's true. That's why for quality storable foods, you need ready-made resources. For over 19 years, we've become the name you can trust for thousands of products, like Numana Healthy Food Storage. All Numana storable foods are non-GMO, non-soy, and gluten-free available. Call 800-627-3809 or click readymaderesources.com. Ready-made resources. We don't just sell the products, we live it.
Good people need help. The Homeowners Association said we had weeds and fined us $25. We told them they had the wrong house. They said if we didn't pay it, they'd file a lien. Our attorney demanded photographs, witnesses, and told them if they couldn't provide this, they must cease and desist. Issue solved. Worry less and live more with lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com or call 855-340-SAVE. That's 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case.